Yesterday we went to the excursion Sculpture by the Sea, which is located on Bondi Beach, from Bondi Beach to Tamarama Beach. And we went there by train, and then we caught a bus. It was just 5 minutes on a bus, yes. And we were waiting for some students who were late. And I said in Russian, we tell when 7 people never wait for one. And there were 21 people who were waiting for one student. And we waited for about 20 minutes.
While we were waiting for him, we saw the bus with a rugby team or something like this. The rugby team, I think, New Zealand team or something like this, because they got the tattoo and they were a big build and very strong. And I think I remember one guy of that team. Yeah, I remember his face. And some of us, we took a photo of the sea, of the water, and took a photo of each other.
We have got about 23 students and 2 teachers. The first one I saw was a metal mask.
And do you know who that mask belongs to?
No, sorry, I don't know.
Do you, Amida?
No, I don't know. But yesterday you told me, but I forgot already. So this is the mask of the man who grabbed money from rich people and give them to poor people, and he cover his face with a black mask to protect him from bullets. In Russia we call this man Robin Hood.
Well, no, Robin Hood from medieval times. This is from 1800s.
Is this real person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone know his name? Here, what's the name of the sculpture?
The Bush Ranger.
Bush Ranger. Bush Ranger means a thief who assaults people that are on their horse or on their carriage. You know, in the old days, they didn't have cars. And he takes money from them. But this one in particular is very famous. His name is Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
And lots of artists, especially one called Sidney Nolan, have done pictures of him, paintings with him. Mm. He's part of the Australian culture. A legend. So you should read about him. In the art gallery, you can see the paintings that Nolan made of him. Yeah, so that's the first one you saw.
Then we saw the bubbles floating on the water. It looked like big balloons, and we can see some little thing inside. And there's a clear color. The see-through color or transparent. This is my favorite sculpture.
Why?
This one, because it's I think it's very different. Because how they can floating in the water and it feel natural because they can move when the wave is coming.
I think with the sun, it may create a rainbow, and it will be beautiful to watch it. Yesterday was cloudy. I like this show because of the place. I enjoy the walking, and I enjoyed watching those artworks. And every artwork was different from each other, and some of them I love, some of them I didn't understand the meaning. And some of them I didn't like it. And anyway, I enjoy this walk because it makes you feel clear when you enjoy watching some artworks. It makes you feel clear inside. I can't express it. I can't describe my feeling, but I always enjoy watching artworks. This inspires me.
Yes, I like it. Yesterday I enjoyed, the first thing I enjoyed was caught the train to Bondi Junction because I never caught the train to Bondi Junction. Yeah, and otherwise it's cheap ticket and the first thing I saw that the bubble. And we start walk from Bondi Junction to Tamarama Beach. We walked, I forgot I was tired because many things were interesting to look at. And I was talking to my classmates. But after that, when we sat on the trains and then we talked to each other, I felt tired and I wanted to sleep.
I like this show because this is my first time join the show in Australia, and some of the sculpture reminded me of something happened to me. I remember that there was a little boy standing there, and then looked like he looked on the sky, up to the sky. So I remember when my son was young. If he wants something from me, she usually ask me like this, mom, like this, like this boy. Also, I bought the birches. Maybe this weekend, I go back to show with my husband and my son.